very strange. You see, there are many things which are not written down, but they are very indicative of how of Jewish life in the last couple hundred years throughout East Europe, Lithuania, Poland, White Russia, and so forth. This was by sheer association. I reminded myself when I was listening to the Kri of Mishpotim, as the Parshas Mishpotim, the Shabbos of Parshas Mishpotim, throughout Eastern Europe was the Shabbos of Chevra Shas. After all, every shul in Europe had a Chevra Shas. Chaburas and groups of people used to come every night to study. They used to have their Chag HaShnoseh, they used to call it their annual festival of the Chevra Shas in town, in the town in which I was brought up as a young boy. He had 12 synagogues. Shabbos and Mishpotim, they used to take over the shul, and the shul belonged to the community. Apparently, the Chevra Shas, after Chevra Shas, are the people who represent the Torah Shebaal Peh. But how are you? The Torah Shebaal Peh, you read. What do you do with the Torah Shebaal Peh? This is the Chevra Shas. Torah Shebaal Peh, you used to read in the morning. Torah Shebaal Peh. And afternoon, the Drosh, the Shabbos Drosh, is Torah Shebaal Peh. The Shabbos Drosh. The Shabbos morning it was devoted exclusively to Torah Shebaal Peh. In the afternoon before Minchan, there was an issue against reciting Tilim on Shabbos in the afternoon after Kriyas HaTehillah, or the time when the Droshim B'Smedrash used to be the leader, but the Chacham here, it was exclusively devoted the afternoon. Until Mirchen. After Mirchen, they didn't study anymore because Meshe Rabbeinu died in Shabbos late in the afternoon. Uchocham Shemes, the Rebbe dies, he bought the Midrash of Bottle. But anyway, this was the Chevra Shas function basically in Europe, was mainly for Shabbos afternoon. Shabbos afternoon is Zman HaDrosh. But somehow, this is a parenthetic remark, but somehow the Chevra Shas, the Lomdim of old big towns and small towns throughout Eastern Europe, somehow felt the Shabbos Mishpotim is their Shabbos. It's a very strange feeling. And after all, they could have chosen any Shabbos. No, only Mishpat. And it's well, almost without exception. Apparently, the representative, the Parsha Mishpatim, is a representative of the Torah Shebaal Peh, not Israel. Not the Tzavi or even Gdeishim. No. Parsha Mishpatim. And this was not just Minhag, it was integrated actually in our awareness of Torah Shebaal Peh. As a matter of fact, these young boys, young, who studied, we preferred Nizikim. Parsha Mishpatim is Nizikim. We preferred Nezikim to, what shall I say, to Zvochim or to Chum. With rain you never studied. I mean, in Volin, sometimes they used to study with little boys, Chum, Heroe, Ganoshe, Kolaboso. No, in Lithuania never. I have never studied under my father Chum. Never. I know Chum because by osmosis, I swallowed Chum with a little boy. You laughed at this, what I said, I know, I do know. made, you have neglected me too. I mean, we didn't even study Masechet Shabbos. As a matter of fact, the one who introduced Shabbos in the official, in the codex of our official Masechet, this is my own. It is I. I studied Shabbos, Nideh, and Mikvoyes. I studied all those Masechet. But they're all alike, they said. Teresh Baal Peh. Teresh Hashem. But the minhag is not alike. The minhag was and still is to place emphasis and to give preference to the Zim. And the Mishneh, Omar Rabbi Shmuel, Oreti Shiyachi, who wants to be a scholar, I mean, who wants to study in addition to it, and as a good Rebbe, I mean, there are a few more kind of stipulations. But anyway, who wants to be a scholar, Yassi Bidi. Bidin is Yik Shainloch. No. Shainloch. The last is the last Mishnah in Parbasa. שינוח מקצי הגודל, שינוח מקצי הגודל בתאר הזה. שינוח מקצי הגודל, the most wonderful, problems by which you can sharpen your mind and develop precision and depth in your comprehension is Masechet Nezikin. And I can tell you from my own experience. I also, as a young boy, I studied Nezikin. I started with Elimitzis. Elementary, I studied, and then after Elementary, what else? Schneimersen, in Merube I studied, and I still know the best is Nezik. Because apparently, Nezik is saturated with a certain spirit, I would say, with a certain strength which is inspiring. It inspires the one who studied the lame, the lame Hatera, inspiring and actually, I mean, helps him to develop not only his intuition but his intellect as well. There's a special capacity which Almighty implanted in Hilchos Nezikin that as far as inspiring in at all levels, at the emotional level and at the intellectual level. I mean, from all viewpoints, is Nezikin the strongest Seder. Mm-hmm. So, not clear about the Yesh HaMezeh. As a matter of fact, I mean, apparently, Chacham Yisrael felt it, and that's why they gave preference to Nezikin. And actually, the best Sforim among the Shenim and Achrenim, Kadmenim, were composed in the tomb for Seder Nezikin. Where do you have access? On a Nisivis, and if you have access in Andre in your name, Moshe he's the Sida Noshe, what's the name? Avne Miluim is not as good as that, is right. It's true, so. They accused later Shafir. Shafir was a masculine, was a son in law. Of the Kesach Hashem. So he forged and he changed the text and all that. But whatever it is, somehow the Ashgoche has actually wanted that the best Sefer, which is one of the most classical sources, he was a revolutionary of the Kesach Hashem. He himself was a Melamed. So Barbati said he's a bad Melamed, so they fired him. So at winter, too, at winter, during winter time, he had no fuel to heat his home. So he used to get into bed, and used to cover him up with his cover, with cover them up, you should feel warm. You used to say a sheer iron. So the question is, what did the Barabbatim do, or are they? So Balabos can dress himself the way he wants to. The Sakhishans couldn't. So the only remedy was the true story, that they had no heat. I don't know the story about getting warm in bed, but he had no heat to simply, he didn't have enough heat in order to exercise his function. He was as a Melamed, Melamed Tanikas, he was. But Seder Nezikin, he revolutionized. He and after him, the Nesiris. The Nesiris was a rich man. The Nesiris married twice and had a rich wife. So they supported him. They supported this. He was a Rav, Nesiris was a Rav. Elisha was a Rav. A Rav was a different business. They had enough tzoras, Nesiris. But again, the Nesiris wrote the Chavizdah, take a look. He wrote the Chavizdah, the Yeredeh, then he wrote the Nesiris, the Chesh Mishpat. What is known, the Chavizdah is not so known. And again, the Nesiris is better than the Chavizdah. But the only one who wrote alike and did not give preference to Nezikin, serious. No, he's a good sefer. Rabbi Kveger. Rabbi Kveger is actually, you don't see, in the selection of topics, he treated later, halachically, analytically, any preference for any seder, for any mishnah. Reb Chaim, the revolutionary, saw that his strength is concentrated in stories, again, Nezikin, the stories, and intimateness, roles. But however, there is a general preference, for Nezikin. Why is it? This Shabbos I understood it. Please! This Shabbos I understood it. This preference was given, was actually for the first time, was introduced by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You ask, why Nezikin? As Rabbeinu Shlom considered Nezikin as the best example. So we should also give preference to Nezikin. What do I mean by basically give preference to Nezikin? In Mishpatim, and in Yisrael, וידבר הלקים, דעשה את דיברס, דעשה את דיברס, וחילה של הרחו, וכל הורום ראים אסל הקילים, ואסל הפילים, וסקיל השאיפה ואסל ראשי, ויניר הורום וינור וים למרוחי. אין זה, ואם אני ימי שדבר את אימונו ונשמעו, אבל ידע ברימון הריקים, פנומוס, ואין אומר שלום. Anyway, after the Torah finishes, ואין אשר אומר שכיסים עוד מישראל, אתם ריסק מהשמיים דיברתם מוכם, וססו ניתן לכי חסר וכזור, וססו לכם מזבח, אז מה ודומו, קיצר, שנפת עליה בהתחלו, אז אשר ניסי גולה עבוס חולה. Right after that, the Torah should have pick up, no? What should have the Torah picked up right after? What? I don't know. No. Well, Meishe Omer, no, 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 no. Well, Meishe Omer, you're correct. Meishe Omer, you're right. Just a minute. Well, Meishe Omer, and after all, Meishe Omer. And after all, Meishe Omer, you're right. I mean, Meishe Omer is a short parsha. She was mentioned, introduced. And after he got through his well, Meishe Omer, what should he have done? Yeah. 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 This is the story. This is the story. So apparently the Rabbi Yisrael did not arrange so. It's different. The Yarom Kibesh Meshe was postponed, but after he finished the Aseret HaDibre, after the Torah finishes telling us about the Aseret HaDibre, and the fact that the people were afraid, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu told Meshe to go up to the mount. So it does not start Vayibarei Shom Kibeshes Meshe, no? Even though it happened in that order. But the Torah tells us the story of Eila Mishpot Yerus Neyem. And I have a Divri, I have a Knaini, Knaini is hardly mentioned, or a Mikot, Madrid, Iskimomen, Shomrim, correct, Shomrim. Nizikin, you know it's many faceted, aspects. You know it many, many, it's a different world completely. Nizikin, and after Akodi Boho finished telling Nizikin, he told him the Maisha Mishkan. Maisha Mishkan, this is a Trumo and Pitzave. Only then, Akadosh Baruch Hu, told Meshe, you can go down and deliver to them the message. Only then. We understand very well, why the Binyan HaMishkan was. Akadosh Baruch Hu told Meshe about the Binyan HaMishkan before Meshe went down to give him the Luchas. The first thing Meshe should have done should have been, the turning over the Luchas. He got the Luchas from Akadosh Baruch Hu, and he had to turn it over like a Shliach, turn over to the Mishaleach. No. Apparently, his Trume would have been in place. Why? Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Meshe, Zerach Ha'eis, Ki Shalachticho. Be'itziach Ha'asom, Azem Mitzrayim, Tavdun Slikim Al Ha'or Hazeh. What does it mean? The purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim is not the political freedom which they will acquire. It's also a purpose, but not the main purpose. The purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim, what has got to be achieved, is Avedas Hashem. And under the word Aved Tavdun Slikim Al Ha'or Hazeh means has two meanings. One meaning what? One meaning Kabbalah Sater. But the second meaning, Beis HaMikdash, Aveda. So the Trume and the Tzavet, the Aveda HaMishkan, being HaMikdash, is a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Avtocher, promise to Meshe, that whenever the political, so to say, they'll gain freedom as slaves, that they'll be freed from slavery, they should do two things. Accept Sefer Torah, and build a Beis HaMikdash. Zeh Kelim Aveda. Meshe, as a matter of fact, Meshe promised it in the Shem. Zeh Kelim Aveda, Targum Kodesh interprets, Aveda, I'll build a home for you. I'll build a home for you. Aveda. Vevnele Nikdoshe, that's how Targum Kodesh does. So Meshe had to fulfill both promises. So the Aseret HaDibre he received, the Aseret HaDibre represented Kol HaTorah Kulo, from Tanyag Mitzvos. You read in Rashi, the past of Mishpatim, as Rav Sadia divided divided the Tayag mitzvahs under 10 topics or under 10 themes. The Aseret HaDibrei scale include all mitzvahs at Erev, Tayag mitzvahs. That's what Meishi was supposed to do, believe it. The Aseret HaDibrei. And the liver, this was the Ruach Yisrael, Hashabayoni. And the liver, and also, I mean, bring to the Bnei Yisrael the message of being Mishabim. Because this was mentioned in the original Kaviyoku plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That the purpose is one is called the Rekule, and secondly, Abay Samigdash, where Tavdunis Rekim Alohor Azeh. But how does the only Mishpatim come in? But what's Mishpatim? Mishpatim should be in the Vayikra. You speak about Gdeshim Tehillim Lekechem, so the past Vayikra could have included the past Mishpatim as well. What's the preference? What is the excellence? I mean, what's the preference which was granted to Mishpatim that no other parsha has? Apparently, but apparently that Mishpatim is an interpretation of the Aseret HaDibrei. There are the footnotes to the Aseret HaDibrei, particularly Mishpatim. Why? What is the reason? What is the reason for Mishpatim being selected? Now let us how many yonim does Mishpatim include? Does Mishpatim embrace how many yonim? I don't want you to count each certain step. But the topics of the year, how many topics does Mishpatim deal with? How many principles are formulated? Some directly, some indirectly Mishpatim. Yes? How will you divide? How many topics does Mishpatim deal with? First, what? You're not going to be special, but first, Ben Odom Lachaber. We have a table of mitzvahs which is called Binodom Lachaver. This table of mitzvahs is exclusively, almost exclusively. We have some Binodom Lachaver in Kesetze. In Kesetze and in Gdeshim. In Gdeshim you don't have many Binodom Lachaver. In Gdeshim you have simply, you should not steal. You should not kill. Ah? What? It's harsh not to be a liar. It's only not to be lazy. Yeah, not to talk too much. Not to talk. Correct. This is correct. But there is one thing missing in this process. One thing is missing in safety. I assume in Gdeshim. Namely what? What is missing? There are nothing there in Gdeshim, which is not always observed. Missing is, what if we commit a crime, what should we do? At the end of Gdeshim, we have a parsha which actually doesn't belong to Gdeshim. Belongs to Achemes, Afarayas, Ocean Afarayas. This is just a minute. In the Oshin of Arayas. But the main parsha of Gdeshim לגמור עשה סגוף התאו, חזר סגוף התאו, אני מצויים בו, does not deal with the initial penalty, what is the crime? That is a crime. What you should do, what should be done to you, if you violate it, or enacted, if the crime enacted contrary to the Mishpatim tells us not only what to do, what not to do, but tells us also if I did, what is what obligations did I incur? Sheir Amuret. As a matter of fact, the Teire does not mention, I don't believe there is a single Einish in Mishpatim. Ritzich. In the Bemeh, we regard it in Ritzich. But the rest, going to fish in Chor, and Nimtz, and Yodeh, Meshimos. But in addition to those Onshin, is a Torah mentions Tashlumim, actually which are not to be classified as onshin, as penalty. For instance, a gazlan pays, or a ganef pays, has to pay, has to compensate in nignet. This is not the Torah of Einesh, where the knas and mom is not important. It's not Einesh, it is Tashlumim, do you call. Is Mishpotim represent, the Mishpotim represent not only a parsha which deals with the moments, it's been Adam Lachaveh. Not only that, it represents more. It represents Protim, in the sense that not only important is not only moral laws, But also, I mean, the civil relationship between Reuven and Shimon. Protim, details which actually should have left it for the Torah Shebal Peh, because Baruch Hu should have left it for the Torah Shebal Peh. I said Baruch Hu should have just laid down the principle; it's forbidden. And Talmation, Teresh Baal Peh, and if he did not, so he has to pay that Amelia Mixtus has to pay so much and so much. Or Hashim HaSochor pays for Hashim HaChinom, Hashim HaChinom pays for Nevev Aveide. No, excuse me, Hashim HaChinom pays for Pshir. And Hashim HaSochor for Nevev Aveide. And Sheel pays the pays of Tim for Neva Vene, pays him for Onsen. For Onsen. Yeah, I've mixed that. Hashem Achinam pays for Pshir. Hashem Asocho for Neva Vene, Hashem for Onsen. It's correct now. Those are details. It means the Torah is interested that. So you could have said, why should it actually? You see, when there is a moral law, I violate the law. So it is quite in place. The Torah said it should be punished. So some with Malkias. So the system of penalties. This should be applied again to him. However, why should it deal with problems of his highest, civil his highest? Major mixes a tiny, what does the Torah care? Whether major mixes a tiny, you say, in the main spot of Malchaye, is major mixes a tiny, you believe the Levi, not the Malve? Or major mixes a tiny, you don't believe, you still believe. You pay or you don't pay. And what did they care about the yachsim, the relationship אז שומרים יותר מהפיל. בוא תראה. השיר, השיר זה כל... why, why זה השיר? I have nonsense, אבל הכל הנוער שווה. Why is it morally... does it make morally... and it is distinction between שיר ושם הסוחר. ושם הכינו. Does it make... is this distinction based upon our superficial and popular morality? Certainly not. Okay, well, how the shamer and the shale and the, who will arrange their payments and their mutual relationships could completely be of no, should be of no interest to us. You see, when in Gdation you say, Lesilcho Rochel Bamecho, or Lesignevu, Lesignevu should be forbidden by the Torah because it's morally wrong to steal or to... and also the Torah could also emphasize that if he violated the moral law, it's got to be punished. That time you understand because you deal with morality and immorality inside. But when you come to Bava Mitzia, to Bava Basra, a large part, chunk of Bava Basra is devoted to one problem. Which problem? What? No, story is not. Chazaki. Chazaki, Moshe. What if the Torah skipped, would have skipped? What, whether you believe the Me'arer, who was at the squatter, who sat down and said, it's mine, or you believe the Moratamer, the landowner, who he says that he never sold him the cart and so forth. So the morality of it, this is a moral problem. It's a civil problem. And the Torah has it. I don't mean this halacha v'chazaka has it. Because this happens to that dimension. Or as a mecha shtoreis of shochaveh. A mecha shtoreis. How can I transfer a chiv? How I can transfer a concrete object to, you know, shikha, chotzer, yad. But how do you transfer a chiv? It is abstract shibudim. Abstract indebtedness. Nu is er aan de loge. Ik zeg niet. Ik ben benieuwd. Ik ben benieuwd bij de missie. Nu is er niet meer de missie. Maar goed, but there is no prima facie. We are very superficial. From the superficial viewpoint, prima facie. First glance. Maar God, die spotting has no place in that area. I would agree that the second half of Bava Basra, of Bava Tame, yes, should be mentioned. Because Tashlumin is not just a matter of a civil character, but of a moral character. You have to correct what you violate, your mistake. This is a moral awareness which is very sensitive to such matters. If you inflict a damage upon a person, it's not only a civil problem, it's a criminal problem. To destroy property of somebody else is forbidden, not only from a civil viewpoint, but from a moral viewpoint. It's even careful, above Hamisha is in place. But in other cases, Shnaim Erzim Betales, Zeyishavash, and so forth. It's very difficult to understand why the Torah has introduced it as a Parsha Mishpatim. So what does the Parsha Mishpatim, characterize? What does it characterize, the Parsha Mishpatim? But the Torah did, I mean. Would you think to study in Kippanayit, the last Mishnah in Yume about Tshuva, or to study Rabbi Yenei Mugrundi, Rabbi Yenei Achosel about Tshuva. Keep an eye. Or to study Rosh Hashanah in the afternoon, to study Gimushon and Chazoker on it. is a lesser mitzvah and less inspiring and less gripping than status than the studying of Cheskes Sabbatim and Kippanai? No, it isn't. Our Pidini understands very well that if I study in Kippanai, it is on the contrary. When I won't accomplish many things, I go to the system which does not deal with the topic of mostly keeper or truth. And the Sikhtim. Amatiya, Balabasa. What is God in keeper? The topic of in keeper, so it's so exalted, an exalted topic. Got to do with Cheskes Sabbatim HaBeiros V'Sichem V'Mayor V'Yerushalayim. Rabbi Shmuel, what's it got to do? I don't know what it's got to do, but I know it is the same inspiration. That I can tell you, the same inspiration. Of course, there is a lot of information taken from Israel, Shemim, Lot, Dovah, Bittel, Matei. I don't deny it from it, but psychologically, it is the same. The same inspiration, the same power, the same experience. I don't know what quota and Cheskes Sabbatim. As quota, one of them is a liar. They want to steal from each other, you know. They moved in, they don't want to move out. They said they had a star, didn't have a star. So you deal with forgers. And the Gemara in Chesabatim, the place of Migi, shows how he could have won the trouble that he didn't win. He said, this argument be better because he didn't know how to formulate it. Had he formulated the argument in a different manner, he would have won. He did the topic for Yom Kippur. But still, it's a topic. And if you study Cheskes Sabbatim or Mishim Hamecha Sabayis, Hamecha Sassine, I mean, well, what does belong to him, what the vendor can retain, I mean, is just as mekadesh, as the potency of kiddush, the material of mekadesh, as the potency of kiddush, as much as the vakeini woman in Bazorak Shem, Shem Shashem and Nimon Vanyos. That's telling me, here we read that King Godel, who is Nichnas Bigdushe, who enters in awe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Kodesh HaKadoshim, in order to win Slicha Mechile, is as far as the inspirational elements are concerned, from a viewpoint of psychology, a psychological viewpoint. It inspires and stirs up man not more than a Mishnah Cheskes Sabbatim. It's very strange. And there is, prima facie, there is no morality involved. The answer is simple. It doesn't mean that we have to prove it. But if the Torah dealt with this problem, this itself makes the problem transforms the problem into a moral one, correct? But this is I remember there was a chosid in Warsaw. His name was Palevsky. He was a Gera chosid who at the same time was an adherent, admirer of Gera. And also an admirer of Reb Chaim was the other one. Because basically the priming gear did not go handy. But still, to understand that that in spite of the fact that he's a gear, still there is something to admire the prime, something or to something. To admire the prime, you have got to be already a great person. He himself, and he was a great person. What about the Balabas? Great person. So he tells me that once he was building a sukkah and someone pass by, and he's building the sukkah, and with enthusiasm, in a state of ecstasy. So somebody, who passed by, and he's saying, building the sukkah with songs, and he was singing and dancing. And it wasn't acceptable for anyone. Singing and dancing, so I thought, but maybe he's going to have a business, you're a businessman. Why are you excited? You put a piece of straw on I'm for bored. I said, yeah. But somehow this excites me. Apparently there is more than placing a piece of straw and branches, evergreen branches, and bored. There's more than apparently I'm placing much more. This is exactly our attitude to Nezikni's characteristics of Yadus. Yadus is not only deals with moral immoral problems. Yadus deals with everything in human life. And even the times the character, the moral character is invisible simply. Like I gave you all the examples I gave you. It's still when you study them within the frame of reference of Aloha, so they become saturated with meaningfulness of a moral nature. The moral nature. So I study, on the one hand, the Mesichta, I do study the Mesichta, which actually has no relationship to morality. And on the other hand, on the contrary, in Mishpotim, actually, that in Yahadus, a detail is important. In Yahadus, details are important in Yahadus. I say it many times. When the Torah said Yontel begins at Shkia Sachamo, it means at Shkia. A minute before Shkia is Hashem Tovim. 10 minutes after Shkia, or 70 minutes after Shkia, the minute, the fraction of a second, determines Chiyuv up to. His Mishpotim is the representative parsha as far as details are concerned. And it's exactly, this is the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, apparently, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu finished the Luches, he finished with the Aseret HaDibros, and Moshe was ready to go down the mount and tell the people. The Aseret HaDibros, but Moshe said, no. If you bring them the Luches now, so they'll just find in the Luches flowing. How can you realize it? I mean, if you wouldn't give them examples and explain to them, they filter. I mean, all is signing or Shabbos. I mean, important is not the general yesod, but important is the detail. And actually, the theorem is this Tanyag mitzvah. Is just to interpret the Torah of Exod. No doubt about it. So what is Torah of Exod? Torah of Alpe? Torah of Alpe is the representative of Torah of Alpe, is Mishpatim. Not the representative in Adam Lachaver and Adam Lachaver. This certainly. But more than that, in Adam Lachaver and Adam Lachaver, and Mishpatim Eilu. Mishpotim means regardless whether it is a civil action or what is known as a criminal action, civil action, a moral action, any detail in man's life, in human life, is saturated with Gedusha, with sanctity. That's why Parash Mishpotim is Dita Pirush to Aseret HaDibros. So stay here. והמשפוטים אשר תשים את זה. With the Mishpotim, they will understand what Eros should be Xavis. Without the Mishpotim, they will think Asas Adibas is complete. It isn't so. Asas Adibas is not complete. Asas Adibas are just topics. As Rabbi, as Rafsadi going to say. But you need a Parshas Mishpotim, a commentary to explain. And this is Parshas Mishpotim. Parshas Mishpotim is the interpretation, this is the of the Aseret HaDibros. Aseret HaDibros and Parshas Mishpatim are like Aseret HaDibros in Kol HaTorah Kulo. This is what's important. Since the Rebbeinu Sholem preferred Mishpatim, the people receive Aseret HaDibros plus Parshas Mishpatim. So apparently Mishpatim, we cannot understand the Kedusha and the beauty of the Torah unless we study Parshas Mishpatim. That's why Parshas Mishpatim, he told Moshe to wait and to study Parshas Mishpatim. And interesting is that in Parshas Mishpatim he uses an expression, a term which he does not use often. It was not used often, I believe it was used in one Parshas Chumash. Sim Obed Piyeh. אם שומע תשמעו בטרם, ושמעתם את בריסי. וניסי וניסי מסגול הכל העמים? לא, 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 לא. ותראו לך מנחת כן. תראה, בפור. אלה הדבר שאתה אומר, מי ישראל. אם שומע תשמעו, תתקל לב. I'm Shmei Tishma on the Tzvita, yeah? The Tere, Shmaten is Brisi, the Yisem is Gula no Kolami. Kili Kolor, it's like in Kili, it's a Frank. Ma'am Lecha Tzen in the Jay Kolor, it's correct? What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu promise? What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu promise? What did he promise? What Gila Shem? Let's get a chance. The Shechina, the Shechina, the Shechina of the type of Nisim in the forest means in the sense that we will experience something. Not only the Shechina, the Shechina which dwells, abides in the universe. Wherever there is universe, there is Shechina. Otherwise, there is a detail over there. For the specific Jewish Shechina of Nevuah, that in theory, Mishmaya Shlevisam is good for Lamin, Kili Kolore, that in theory, Mamlech Hashkin in the Gay Kodesh. No. The theory speaks about two Jewish Shechina. Fair then, Im Shomei, Im Shomei Tishmu Yisrael. Im Tishmu, Im Shomei Tishmu Bekele. ושמעתם את בריסים וייסם, זה חצי אבטוח הרי וייסם ויזגו לו מכל עמי does not say you will be completely different וייסם ויזגו לו you will be the favorite people on מכל עמי but there is no Avdole there is no, the concept of Avdole means that a Jew is not just is better than that boy we're going to snap a Yifat we're going to be so bad to the people that in order to be better than what shall I say, than Hushev, he still does not spell clear. It's not Amanifa. And then a Ganesh Nagatan, I mean, even if one is better than Hushev. This is what Kelma Magad used to say. What is Geig and what is Mogi? What is the kind of name for it? Geig is our Shatev, Ganesh Nagatan. No, it's gay that I was saying it's Gamma Vega, and it wasn't Moggy. Moggy is Mel Gamma from Naga. As a matter of fact, As a matter, of fact, quite often, when you see Atabakatono, it's always the Abadon Kolami, we have to send a piece of Bono. It's just on, they all come back. Anyway, just on. If the Yisem is good, Nikola Amin, this is Aftoche, Vatim Tiri Mamlechet Kenim Gei Kodesh. So there are two Aftoche, the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave, bestowed upon Israel. One Aftoche was, the Yisem is good, Nikola Amin. You'll be better than ever. I cherish you the most. But not complete separation. Not complete difference. But the atom theory, Mamlechet Kenim Gei Kodesh, means that it will be at a higher level. So there are two Giluim and two Aftoches. One Aftoche deals with the universe, with the Kilish Shem, the universal Kilish Shem. It's Kilikol Oret, I cannot take away from it. Kilikol Oret, I cannot take away from it, from other Amin, this Kilish Shem. Everybody has in mind two things. I mean, you see, the Ramses, the Salem, he's entitled to it. Chidim HaSeirom Yoshlem Chelik Ramabo. He's entitled to it. This Jewish finish from Bereishis, from Genesis, was not taken away from everybody. This is Kivri Kolor. Means if I should take away Jewish finish from the non-Jew, so it means there will be no world. But the atom, you, I promise, a Jewish thing of a different nature, namely what Jewish thing? From Mamlechet Kenim Gei Kodesh. This is the Jewish thing from Matan Torah and the Talmidim and so forth. If there are two Jewish things, one Jewish thing is the universal Jewish thing, and shortest, and we are Zgula Mikolam. Zgula means the best, but the best. If you say the best means an element of comparison. But when you say it's different, completely different, how do you compare? So then it's not the best, it's more than that. It's not the same, it's not subsumed under the same category, under the same rubric. It's not a value judgment, it's a judgment. When I say he's good, all of our is better than me, it's a value judgment. When I say he is good, the other fellow is different, completely different, because it's an objective statement. It's not a judgment, statement of judgment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised B'nei Yisrael, V'yisem L'Yisgulo Amikolo Amin. B'Shmei Yatishim V'Kiri. Depends. Sometimes when you'll be Zgula Mikolami. But the Zgula Mikolami, as the Ramban says, but one mazel, Ramban says, one star, one destiny, but better, you'll do much better. All right, it's all success is brief. But this is not the purpose. The purpose is, V'atem Tiyu Imam Lechas Keyani V'Gei Kodesh. This is a different Jewish thing. So the unique, singular Jewish thing, the apocalyptic, strange Jewish thing, the supernatural Jewish thing. Materi Mamlechet Kenim Gei Kodesh. So two Jewish things. Then you say Ato Bechartone. Ato Bechartone is when there is Pchire. If there is no Pchire, for instance, somebody should come in and say, What cereal do you like? I don't know the cereal. Bran or honey cereal. So if I say bran cereal, is it Bechartom in bran cereal? You wouldn't say Bechartom in bran cereal. If you want to say that my preference is solid, unshakable, but it's a comparative question, and there's a comparative answer. What is better? What do you like more? But this is not clear from the Knesset Yisrael. For the Knesset Yisrael is simply different. There's no one common denominator which you could actually analyze and find out whether there is some element of comparison or not. This is Mamlechet Tehillim, he's up until he says that he's Yisrael is Gula Mekolam, Kili Koloret, that's the term, Kili Koloret. Because if I should remove my presence from the world, even from the non-Jewish world, or even in a distant star, so the whole world will collapse. So everybody, the whole world, everybody shares in that kind of division. But to you, I offer a different kind of division. Namely, Mamlech Eskeni, because then as the Ramban says it in a few places, with regard to Israel are not guided, Israel, the Jew is not guided by the net, but by the Muslim. It's a special guide. It's guided by HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'atmo. It's got different concepts, different emunah. The Ramban said it a few times, particularly in Beis Hanan, during Absor, correct? Means this. What is it? There is a separate Jewish thing, a Jewish thing which cannot be explained in terms of natural law. Even though natural law is also an expression of Jewish finish, but a different Jewish finish from Brazil. So what about this is? Now how could you support me by quoting? Interestingly, we are seeing this is on the contrary, you need Jewish finna. Which is nothing, they're just right. Interesting is just a thing, I'll see you. A yicht of Meisha. Yeah. Vayiru es elekei Yisroel, vayal Meisha v'arem adel aviv, v'shivim ezikne Yisroel, vayiru es elekei Yisroel, v'sach asraglov, k'maisi livna sasachla, v'chayetem ha'shomayim v'teyam. ולהציל את בני ישראל לא ישלח יודל, וייחס יסריקים, וייחס וייחס.
Ja. הפוסוק עם ישראל, ברבי נשלון אז ריפיטת a couple of times, and Charles Meshev is the duty of telling the people not to push too much, and not to come too close to the to Har Sinai. Leich va, or Edvon, and then the nations who have already after HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself, he told Moshe to go down and to warn the people against coming too close to the Hor, and already the punishment is actually Chiyuv Nisa. That we find and Chiyuv Nisa. If the people should come too close beyond a certain boundary, I mean, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you go in your... So this was as far as Yisrael is concerned, as a part of the Sipur, this Matan Torah in Yisrael. When it comes to Mishpotim, the Sipur in Mishpotim Matan Torah, Mayoko Meshiv Yeshua Meshosim, ולעסקים עם ממש שו לכם בזה, ויהו מישה להור, ויחס אהון ונעשהור, ויש ככביל על השם על ההור, הבוים והחסי יום השש הסיומים, ויקרא מישה לימא השביל, ומר יקבי ראש השם, כאיש יחל אז בראש ההור, ואין לבני ישראל. Where are the warnings that HaKדוש ברוך הוא addressed to the people? וגם הכן עם הנגוש עם השם, ויפה במורב. This was the Azor before Matan Torah. Lacha Matan Torah, Lacha Natsa Vinishmo, is apparently the Azor of the Trap. ומי שקריד על השם, כאיש יחלת בראשו אור. What Gilu is portrayed here? Not the universal Gilu, the customary Gilu. But the Gilui, the specific Gilui from the Knesset Yisrael and her relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kriish, Kriish, Yechelet, Vriish, Or, Leini, Kol Yisrael. All boundaries were abolished. And Yovi Meishi, Besich, Onan, Vayala, Loho, and Yovi Meishi, Loho, Adnei, here. Excuse me. Yovi Meishi, Besich, Onan, Oh yeah. ויגוי ויאמר ויגוי סליקי ישראל וסך הסרק לו כמייסי הסף ובינס הסתפיה וחצם השמיים ואותיה ולהציל את בני ישראל לשלח יודן ויחסו סליקים ויחו לישתו ועד הבאונדרס בגבולייס ליחו את בהון everything will drop anybody can reach out for his destination for the destination he wants. Shorter destination, he can reach out from the world. He is not ambitious so much, he's not so ambitious as to reach out for far exalted, I mean objective, like the Jewish Shechina, the cosmic Jewish Shechina. He wants to get along with his limited experience of Gilui Shechina. He can do it too. It's up to the Jew, up to us, I mean, what is selecting the Gilui Shechina. Before Matan Torah, Matan Torah itself, I mean, was actually the introduction to Jewish Chinuch, the specific Jewish Chinuch. Before Matan Torah, the Torah said, Mamlechet Kenim, Yisem Ri, the Zgula was Kol HaAmim, Matan Torah, Mamlechet Kenim, the Kodesh. He's for the last season. In order to achieve the Yisem and Zgula and Kol HaAmim, is enough for us to be, not to achieve the Zgula and Kol HaAmim, ישמעו את ישמעו בקהל ושמעתם את בריסי וישמעו לסגול המפלן. However, if one wants to belong to Mamlech Haskin in the Gil Kodesh, then he has got to start out, I mean, it's just the issue. Shmar, Shmatam, as Brice is not good enough. You have to do something which will raise you above your the normal life, above this zgula, but the Mamlech Haskin in the Gil Kodesh. Here, in Mishpatim, the question is, was raised by Rishonim, why was it necessary for repetition? Yisrael and Mishpatim. Rashi interprets the text of Mishpatim not a repetition for Yisrael. It happens that it's a part of the story, not the Torah, but the Torah is not possible. It is left for the Torah, left for which it's not a... According to Rashi, it is the Shishin and the Parashat Zoh. It means the Shishin and the Parashat Zoh. It means it's a part of the Matan Torah in Yisrael. Yes. However, I mean, another, the Ramban, the Mechilti, the Machleket Atanoi, think that actually the Mechilti, the Yem Shishi was separate. Yem Shishi, I mean, not Yem Shishi, on the contrary. The beginning in Yisrael is one Jewish Chinuch, and in Mishpatim is second Jewish Chinuch. Why was it necessary to have two Jewish Chinuch in Mishpatim? And in Yisrael, because Geirus, during the time of Matan Torah, the Geirus, big Geirus from Matan Torah, was a Geirus that all Yisrael united and all underwent Geirus and came out on the Mamlech Haskin in the Gil Kodesh. It was a total Geirus for both. A total Geirus, first of all, to be better than anybody else, to be better than anybody else, and to have a share, the biggest share, in Gimish Chinuch from Vayar Elokim Kitei, from Bria Tzeilah. Bria Tzeilah. This is the Yisam Yisgula Mekol HaAmim. And then there was a separate girls. Alright. There was a judgment. Then there was a separate geus for Mamlech Haskin in the Gil Kodesh. Mamlech Haskin in the Gil Kodesh. And this geus is recorded in Mishpatim. It's in Yisrei, the Matan Torah, was the first Matan Torah is recorded in Yisrei. So what is recorded? Not in the Yisrei Mizgulo, nor also, I mean, Matan Torah in Mamlech Haskin. The Gil Kodesh. In Yisrael, excuse me, in Mishpatim, you see, the Torah does not care about, Mishpatim, the Torah does not care about the boundaries, the gvulos, with Baltas on Lenya. The Mishpatim, the Torah doesn't mention. On the contrary, the Torah says, as they went up the mount, vast. Aaron וסקיינים אשריתי הוא ישוע משור עושה it was free to all so in משפוטים free to all why? Because in משפוטים the Torah tells us about Kabbalah's Kiddushas Yisroel for the purpose of Jewish Finnen, of the Jewish Finnen. I don't mean the Cosmic Jewish Finnen, which revealed itself in every nook and corner in the world, but even the non-rational Jewish Finnen, the Jewish Finnen which is unique, because they experience something which is not to be found in the scientific register of events. If there is a story, there is a promise by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a promise by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that this Gilishin will be given to a Jew, to any Jew who wants to comply with its requirements. The costs are very high, there is a story that every Jew can be a novice. It's according to Ram. Ram says there is a story that every Jew can be a novice. And as a matter of fact, and this is according to the Rambam, this is not just a hope or a dream, it's more than that. This is the chivur, this is the obligation of every Jew. What should a Jew want to be? What? Big businessman, all right? Or big Rosh Hashiva, I wouldn't advise you. What is he supposed to want? What is he supposed to actually to ask for? Each person has a dream. The dream of what he wants to be, of what he will be. Man is a dreamer. Yeah. What is Allah didn't say a word about it? And I said Allah was not interested. But in Pasha Mishpatim, if Allah is interested, Yashua Tam is certainly interested in the ideal, which ideal a Jew should pursue. What idea? As the Rambam says in Eir Nevuchim, the ideal is to be capable to meet the requirement that every Jew as a novice must possess. Certain requirements, the Rambam has those requirements mentioned. His Nevuah is the ideal of the Jew. Not only Nevuah is a fact. Nevuah is a fact, no doubt about it. But Atei Nevuah is a mitzvah of every Jew. This is basic the Valachta B'drochot. Or not only Valachta B'drochot, but Uvei Sidva. Uvei Sidva means Nevuah. How can a man join up with his work with Sidbuk? How can he join? How can he be attached up with his work? Look like glue down to the Yoko of his work. Glue down to his work. This is through the way. So then he gets the freedom of the great Jewish Finne, of the apocalyptic Jewish Finne. This is told, this story is told in Mishpatim. If a Jew is ready for that, so he is the Mare Leine Kolisrael, the Mare Trida Lishem, the Ishi Chalet Bereisho, and he is safe. La Yiru Es Alete Yisroel, Yitzach Asharot Kemasya, Livnos Asapir, Mucha Etzem HaShomayim Loteya. He is not speaking of the Dreshis Gilish Chine, nor what Gilish Chine. Of what he does. Gilish Chine Memal, Memal Loteya. The mouth in the air, beyond it. This was the first Jewish Chine, who was to the Yisrael with Gula Mikolam, not Mamlechat Kenin in the Gay Kodesh. Mamlechat Kenin means Amamlechat Nevi'im. What does Kenin mean? Kenin the Nevi. Means Amamlechat Nevi'im. But in theory, I promise you, that you'll be observant as far as the breach is concerned, the covenant of the obligations we take upon ourselves, that until in Mamlechas Kenin in the Kodesh means Mamlechas Kenin, Mamlechas Nevi'im. Kenin the novice is the next word. And then there is a tradition with Zgulo was a separate Kabbalah Selmitzvah. But a separate promise, commitment. לשפוט עם ישראל. He is speaking about the commitment from Yisra Mezgulot means that mitzvahs, and with regard to and in Mishpotim he speaks about it, another aspect of Yerush completely. We don't have to say to we have got to pursue this particular pattern, but we don't there is no need for that pursuit. But it is the commitment is of course is a greater one. So that's why there are two gerus. One gerus is Yisam is Gula Mekol Amin. You have the Kol Amin have diameters. You have 613, very simple. But moreover, you have something which the other people will not forget. Namely, Mamlechas Kehni Vigil Kodesh. First of all, the first time was the material was from Chavis. What does a Jew mean? A Jew means who is more committed than his neighbor who is not a Jew. The neighbor is committed by 7 mitzvahs, he is committed by 630 mitzvahs. The Ramban said in Yeromit that that with every mitzvah which was given to Israel before Matan Torah, he had to go to Yireh Bar-Masa, because there was an increase in the Bifas Israel when the mitzvah from Korban Pesach was given. As a matter of fact, Avraham Avinu did not have the Kedusha which Amram had, because Amram had a few mitzvahs which Avraham didn't have. This is a reasonably good one. But if you do more than that, you commit yourself to another objective, namely the nevuah. You seek and you pursue nevuah. So then, it's first of all that they are told of the story of Chavis and Mitzvah, if you listen to Gula Mekolam. But then after. Then Mishpatim is the example, the sample that we have. The Mishpatim is, and don't make mistakes. It's not just will be you observe mitzvahs. But you have to pursue beyond Mamlechas Kehni the Nisan is Gula at another commitment which is by more far difficult, very difficult to fulfill. This is Nisan is Gula and Mamlechas Kehni the Gula. The story of the second commitment was the Gerus, a special commitment of the Gerus. This time, the people saw not only Anan Tridecho, because he's working more than that. They saw the years of Hashem and the day before, with Sacha, Sragu, Salim, and Sasaka, Yetz and Hashem, and the day, as a matter of fact, we don't understand exactly the meaning of it. It was purposely, left the meaning of the Pesukim, left the meaning of the Pesukim, ambiguous, because already this is we reach the boundary, and the Torah did not want to tell us too much. But the Torah told us, and that's what the Torah wanted to tell us. The Lach Matan Torah is the Malas Yisroel, the level of the greatness of Yisroel rose above that greatness which prevailed before Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, the Torah asked only for Nakaram Zvulo, Lach Matan Torah. Abel Gora said, now that you are capable to say Nasser, Nishma Nasser, I want you as a Mamlechas Kehni Vigil Kodesh. And this is the idea of the Yemitza Mashiach. Yeah, basically, I don't worry, I'm full. It's all right. Okay. And this is the idea for Yemei Samashiach. What will happen in Yemei Samashiach? What will happen in Yemei Samashiach? One thing. We find it hard now to be a Mizgula. It's more difficult to be a Mizgula in the college. But in Yemei Samashiach, there is a Ram described in Yemei Samashiach. The last few words is Kamayim Layom Echasid. What was there, Kamayim Echasid? This is the second build from Jewish finish, the Samigdosh, or wherever, never the Torah speaks with Shnei Hashem. This is the Jewish finish, the supernatural Jewish finish. And this is the Jewish finish of Mishpatim. But for Mishpatim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to show Meisher Rabbeinu. So this is exactly what he wants the people to do. Prayer by Hashem HaMitzvah. And on Lechus Kenim, we will be later. First of all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls Meisher Mishpatim. It means I am mainly interested in detail, in small actions. In film, in doctor, in Shabbos, in particular, in different denominations. People should trade on it for Jewish finish. And that's what I thought I did was a table in Israel. And the second domain from Ephraim Meshach came down in the hall. But as Boris said, well, now I will conclude another covenant. The covenant of Israel. Not in theory, not in the skin of the covenant. And here, in order to see, to prove in here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu abandoned all boundaries, and so you can get as far as you want and see as much as you want, because you have an aftocha, a promise from you, and that until you have a skin with your mouth. All right, a little longer than I should have.